Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. Bart Scott, it is draft day.
That means it's Christmas. It's Christmas for some team that thinks that Santa Claus is going to give them the perfect gift under the Christmas tree.
And
I'm just hoping that this time it's the Giants and the Jets that get exactly what they need. And they might not even know that they need it or it's the perfect fit, because they got to trust Santa is going to do the right thing. And Santa in our world is Joe Douglas and Shane. Oh, the pick is in.
Gives you chills, doesn't it?
Oh, that's so – that man, them chimes, dog. Chimes will never sound so gangster.
The Knicks play tonight against the Sixers, so you get the playoffs tonight as well. Islanders in the playoffs tonight as well. They got to get a win, or else they're done. They're home tonight at UBS, so you got a lot going on tonight. A real busy day, a real busy night for us at 98.7 ESPN. I mean, the Knicks game is going to be on 98.7, all right? You have that. Tip-off is at 7:30 in Philly, 7 p.m. pregame. And then, of course, you have the Islanders game against the Carolina Hurricanes. That's on 10:50 with a 7:30 puck drop.
Are we talking?
And then the draft, the NFL draft.
I can't contain myself.
ESPN New York app, if you want to catch all the draft coverage. And, of course, it's going to be on ABC on Channel 7 here in New York, ESPN, and, of course, the ESPN app as well. But if you're listening, if you're driving around, you're like, hey, oh, I got to listen to the draft. I need to know what the Giants are doing at 6, what the Jets are doing at 10. That's the ESPN New York app. That's where you can catch your draft coverage. So busy night here.
It's going to be a long night for me.
On our family of networks here at ESPN New York.
Long night for me. And it's take your kid to work day. And guess what my job is today? Not only this job,
yep,
but it's got to go down and work the draft for the Jets and the Giants. I'll be
there.
Are
you on SNY? What are you doing? Are you hanging?
No, I'm at the stadium.
Oh, that's right.
I'm hosting the whole event. It's the same thing where Bryce is shooting the T-shirts and stuff out there.
He's got the T-shirt cannon again?
Yes.
I love it. All right, well, 800-919-3776 is the number, because we go through all the things that still might happen, could happen, possibly happen. There's all kinds of speculation. It continues to boil over because of the fact that there are quarterbacks in this draft that people are excited about. And it could go as deep as 4 straight picks taking a quarterback. And it also could involve the Giants moving up and being part of it. So the fact that the Giants are part of any of these conversations with the potential for them to move up, that's what makes this even more intriguing. Are the Giants, is Joe Shane and Brian Daboll ready to bring in their quarterback? You know how we do this every year? It's always like the new regimes come in, they inherit the past quarterback, and a lot of times it's, that's not my guy. Like in Chicago, that's what they did. That's why Justin Fields isn't there anymore. That wasn't their guy. It's just, that's the way it goes. So now it feels like that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are saying, all right, Daniel Jones was somebody else's pick.
Ooh.
He's not our guy. Ooh. We got to get our guy. Every regime has their guy at this position, and you either hit and you're there for a long time, or you miss and, you know, you're not for long.
But have you heard what the streets are saying? The streets are talking
already. Well, that's
where
I'm going to you right now. Before we get calls going, yeah. I want to go to you right now. What are you hearing, Bart Scott?
The streets are saying that the Patriots, which we thought could be a place that potentially that the Giants would want to move.
Yep.
The streets are talking, man.
What are the streets saying?
Patriots all in on Drake May.
What?
So if that's the case.
So he's out. He gone. Yeah,
right. So we know that, you know, it's like one of those things, like we always have our first choice, our second choice of the girl we want.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we just end up with the girl that we got, and it's like, hey, she wasn't my first choice, but it's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that choice is J.J. McCarthy.
Well, that's again,
the giant stomach J.J. McCarthy. Is he a good enough pick at 6?
What does your studying tell you?
It's tough, man, because the guy's a competitor. He's more athletic than people really give him credit for. He's a guy that can run and move in the pocket. He's not a stationary target. He's not a guy in there. He's a guy that can extend the plays. He's the modern-day quarterback. The problem is we haven't seen him be asked to do much. Now, he was asked to step up and make the plays that he needed to make. When you think, well, what happened with Alabama? You think about the national championship. You know, that was more about running the ball. They played from a lead in ahead. But this is a guy that, you know, really dominated with the play-action pass. He played for a coach that runs a pro-style offense, so he should be ready, and he's a winner. Remember how we discarded, you know, guys like Deshaun Watson when we was like, how did people pass him up? And he all he did was win a national championship, played on big stage, and showed up all the time. Sometimes we disregard what people do and having that winning gene because sometimes what we say, winners win. And so he has that gene, and he did what he needed to do to win a championship. Michigan had won a championship since they had one win like 40 years. And he brought him to the promised land. He delivered. And he delivered against Nick Saban. You know, usually that narrative and that story goes the opposite way, especially when it's the SEC versus the Big Ten. He came up and he got it done. So you have to give him credit for that. And you have to ask yourself, and when you break him down, is this a guy that could, is it more, right? Was this a guy that was asked to play a certain way, mistake-free football, play action pass, lean on the run, that big offensive line, and was able to – he made throws. We've seen some of the throws that he's made through windows when he's had to, you know, illustrate it over the during the evaluation process. But, man, if you mess around and – J.J. McCarthy, because this is the thing. We don't know. We all know. Out of the four quarterbacks that are picked, how often does all of them be good? You have to go back to Eli Manning's draft when you think about everybody was happy. Ben Roethlisberger, people were happy. You know, you think about Philip Rivers, they were happy. Eli Manning, it worked out for everybody. But how often does that happen when you think about the Josh Rosens, the Sam Darnolds?
It's funny you ask that question. I can answer that. Because our good friend Hembo, you know Hembo.
Hembeezy.
Hembo, who you see a lot on
We should call him Data, like, you know, Data from like Star Trek to New Generation. You know what I'm saying?
But Hembo is fantastic when it comes to stats. You also hear him on Greeny's show, which is before us. So he put together basically it's pretty much like the first round picks that hit or miss based on position. And when he says hit or miss, he's talking about sign a second contract with the team that drafts them. That's basically what he's doing here. So he went back 20 drafts. 20? Okay. Yes. And you can only do it from 2000 to 2019 because obviously the last three drafts, like they're still in their rookie deal. So it doesn't count. So he does like from 2000 to 2019. And basically a hit is if he signed a second contract with the team that drafted him. A miss, no second contract, right? And then that's basically it. The total is the amount of first round picks that were made in those 20 drafts from 2000 to 2019. So when you ask about the quarterback was taken 56 times in the first round.
56?
56 in the 20 drafts that we're talking about. Mm. What percentage of that 56 quarterbacks taken in the first round do you think hit, meaning got a second contract?
I would say 25%, Bob.
Higher.
30%, Bob?
Higher.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised, too.
We got a 40 burger?
Yeah, a little higher than that.
Okay, but how many of those out of those that got second contract do we consider bumps?
Well, again, you know, second contract, that's what I say also is that sometimes it's out of necessity, like you don't want to give up on them yet and all that stuff. Remember, this is 5 years and then another contract. So that's that's saying a lot. 46%.
Okay.
So you had 26 hits and 30 misses.
So it's flipping a coin.
I mean, 46% is fairly
makes
close. You're still losing, though. You're still like the most important position, and you still get it wrong more than you get it right.
4 out of 10.
So it also shows you that whoever's taken first or second, it's the guys that are taken probably after that, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones that screw. And that 2019 draft, as we know, that blew up in everybody's face. I mean, there's one player left with his team.
It's like
Trevor Lawrence. Am I right?
Right. It's like all the teams.
And now let's go back to 2017, the Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield. Josh Allen is and Lamar Jackson are the only two. And Lamar was the last guy taken.
Yeah.
So think about that. Another one, that was
Mayfield,
two out of five.
Been on five teams.
Two out of five in that one.
Now, it's worked out since. He's right, got the second one with Tampa, but not the team that
no,
they
drafted.
No, but
it doesn't matter. It's just so hit and miss, you know, are funny like that, right? What position do you think had the highest hit rate? And I'm telling you, it's 92%.
Receiver.
No. No, actually, wide receiver, the lowest hit rate.
The lowest?
Yeah. Lowest hit rate was wide receiver.
Wow.
27%. 56 out of 77 did not get a second contract.
Was that Stephen
amazing?
Hill? Was that Stephen Hill?
No, no, he's a second round pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Number one position would be what?
I would probably say, no, I can't say left tackle. Okay, say running back. DN. I would say, no, pass rushers.
Come on. What position when drafted in the first round? Now, I'll give you this.
Linebacker.
I'm going to tell you this. There's only been 12 in the 20-year span taken.
So,
only 12.
Running back.
No.
Linebacker?
Running back was one of the lowest.
Linebacker?
It's not. Dino, you could jump in on this. Jake, go ahead.
Damn, I named every position on
the
team.
I was thinking defensive tackle.
No.
No?
No, it's an offensive side of the football. Actually, the top three positions.
Oh, don't say
rate,
tight end.
All are offensive positions.
Don't say tight end.
It is not tight end.
Center.
Center is number one.
Wow. Well, yeah, because nobody takes centers in the first.
Effect.
Nobody
Where's
takes
my
centers
sound
in the first round.
No, there it is. All right, so,
round, 30th.
Only 12 were taken. And 11 got second contracts with their team, so they hit. All right, the second position is also an offensive position, and it's offensive tackle. Jets fans, listen up.
Why we get
out? Out of 64 tackles taken in the first round, 38 have hit. 50. Think about 92% for centers, 59% for tackles. Oh, and guard, 50%. 14 out of 28.
Tell me this. Why is the Jets on the wrong side of every one of these positions?
What are you
tackle?
Oh, I know. Well, Linderbaum wasn't a first-round pick, right? Vera Tucker was. Becton, not. So Becton's one of the misses.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. But think about it. Think about it. So when you are looking at this draft and you are debating as a person what the Jets should do at 10, and you are selling the idea of tight end or wide receiver, I'm here to tell you that historically – wide receiver is the lowest percentage on hit rate. Tight end is the third lowest.
Man, but when you hit, man.
Tackle, second highest.
But when you hit.
What should you do?
But when you hit.
What do you do?
When you hit, they legendary.
It's right, but just. Legendary. But what do the odds tell you?
Yeah.
I mean, especially
I guess
you're getting
some of that
best.
Is different, though. Some of that is different, too, because some of these receivers are divas.
Yeah, okay.
And they force their way out. Like, Stephon Diggs would have got a second deal, but he was disgruntled.
But you see what I'm saying? So, for Jets and Giants, where they are, it's the probabilities will drive you crazy. If the Giants are trying to get a quarterback at 6, the hit rate's under 50%. If they're trying to get a wide receiver and you're not getting the number one guy, your hit rate is like 29%. Like, it's scary. You really got to get this right.
Scared money don't make
like, what is it, the famous Gettleman quote, right? It's the number two pick in the draft, right?
Yeah.
Like he let you know.
Scare money.
You can't screw it up. You can't. And guess what? You screwed it up. And that's why he's former Giants general manager, Dave Gettleman. Mm. But that's where we are right now. And Bart, for Joe Shane, this is his draft. To me, this is his signature draft. This one right here, right now.
Yep.
Like he's got that's the sixth pick. And
it's
they
like
are
the
in
kid.
A build, not a rebuild, because they still have some other pieces. Their defense, and they made trades. But they are in a build, no doubt, with the new regime. And that sixth pick is everything. Do you get the playmaker you've been missing since Odell Beckham Jr.? Or do you get the quarterback that you have been trying to replace Eli with since Eli retired? That's the two major questions that are being asked of Joe Shane at the number six pick. And does he have the stones to make – a trade to either go up or back and get more capital. There's a lot going on here right now with this draft for him. This is huge. This could be the draft that you talk about 2 years from now when you say, remember when Joe Shane did that?
Yeah, like the one we talk about with remember when you know, Joe Douglas knocked it out of the
park. The only way we talk about that, Bart, is if they do something this season and, like, make a playoff run, then you can say that. You can't say it yet. They haven't made the playoffs.
Well, what I'm saying, that draft that's contributing to the team, Breece Hall.
But it hasn't contributed to winning yet.
Yeah, that is true.
It's got to contribute to winning before you can even say, hey, remember that 2021 draft. You can't. Can't say it. Not yet. And the same thing with Joe Shane. This is the one you look back and say it's the one that cost him his job, or it's the one that vaulted the franchise back into supremacy.
It's like what Billy the Kid say all the time, baby. What
does he say?
I make you famous. Whoever you get, make you famous. Odell Beckham saved Reese's job for a couple years, held him off. Held them dogs off.
It's true. There's a lot of questions. There's no questions at 1-2. I think it's pretty solid what's going to happen at 1-2, right?
Yes.
I don't think there's any question about what's going to happen.
I don't think there's no question at 3 or 3 or 4.
Well, and you just said the streets are telling you.
Yeah, 5 is where it gets real.
That Drake May is gone, right?
Yeah, 5 is where it gets real.
All right, so then tell me why Drake May keeps talking about the Giants like this.
It means a lot. I think not only to, you know, the player I am on the field, but, you know, once they met me off the field, kind of what that means to me. But, you know, anywhere I go, I'm ready to go, you know, ready to go compete and ready to play and hope to bring some franchise, you know, a solid quarterback.
Did you meet with the Giants?
I did, yep. Yeah, I met with the Giants.
And how do you think that went?
Yeah, I think it went great. Yeah, I met with them at the combine first, and then they've been great ever since. So Coach Daboll, he's seen what he's done with quarterbacks, so they got a good thing going.
Think about this, too. If you know about him and the report, the scouting report on him, what they say about his style.
He's a year away, too.
He is pretty much what Brian Daboll would want in a quarterback because he's similar to Daniel Jones. He's got the athleticism, the legs.
Well, similar to Josh Allen.
Well, I wasn't going to go that far yet, but yes, he's built the same way. Right? He built the same way.
6'4",
he's 230. Yeah, exactly.
He's put together.
Like, that's like so. If he's going to the Patriots, now what?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, the Giants can't say, well, then we'll just take J.J. McCarthy if they don't love J.J. McCarthy the way they love Drake May. That's the whole thing. You either love him, and so this is worth it, or you don't just take a quarterback. Well, we got to take somebody. Let's just take this guy.
Well, that's how they ended up with Daniel Jones. Wasn't a big quarterback draft, and they needed a quarterback.
Yeah, that's a little different, though.
And then it's like, well, Eli, remember, Eli was supposed to be the placeholder.
Mm.
And same situation, right?
Well, here's
you were drafting a quarterback and you had a quarterback, remember?
Here's Jordan Renan talking about the whole, you know, the draft, because there's a lot of speculation. And it's hard to know anything because you just don't know what's going to happen in front of you. So Jordan Renan, who's on DNR, and he just what he expects from all his reporting.
I think the most likely is still probably neighbors, because I do believe the Giants are going to be very aggressive about trading up for a quarterback. But the problem here, and that's why it was hard for me, like I wanted in the worst way to land on Drake May. There's a possibility, probably a better than 50% possibility, that they don't have any shot at that, right? That's not in their hands. If the New England Patriots decide we want to take Drake May, Drake May is on the New England Patriots, assuming that Jaden Daniels goes number 2, right? And then you get in the scenario, okay, what do they think of J.J. McCarthy? Are they potentially willing to trade up for him? Because I still do think that the Minnesota Vikings are most likely to come in at 4 or 5 for J.J. McCarthy. And if the Giants do get J.J. McCarthy, would involve a move up?
Here's the crazy thing, right? When you think about, okay, if Drake May is gone, now, do you potentially want to move to 11? Because there's no way that neighbors are getting past
the
Jets.
Funny you say that. It's funny you say that.
There's no way that neighbors are getting past the Jets.
All right, there's a little more to this now as we start to peel away the onion. So this was Rich Eisen had J.J. McCarthy on. You heard what Renan said, that it does seem like that the Vikings would be more in on McCarthy, and then that would leave the Giants sort of like, all right, well, let's just take a wide receiver then and move on. But McCarthy said this on Rich Eisen's show about where he thinks he might end up.
New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. They're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Daboll. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney, Coach Kafka, Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install because Coach Daboll came from Alabama and Coach Gattis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
Met the most with them, spent a lot of time with them, great familiarity, had nothing but glowing things to say about them.
Here's the thing.
What's the BS translator telling you?
Here's the thing. That's out there. You know who else knows that's out there?
Minnesota?
The Chargers.
Ah.
The Chargers knows that that's out there. And the Chargers may say, give me 11 and give me 23. And this is the thing. They need a receiver in a worse way, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they may.
They moved on from three of them, right? Two of them.
Yeah, but Brian Thomas reminds me a lot of Mike Williams.
I know you said that.
He's a, over 6 foot receiver that runs 4.3. So they may say we can go get our Mike Williams right back, and now we got another pick because we got so much. We lost so many people because of the draft. We need talent because we were so expensive. We had to cut people and let people go.
Okay. Well, let's just stay on the McCarthy stuff with the Giants.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I know. No, I know. This is again where the Giants have to be obviously careful with everything. But here's now we're going back to Renan from this morning on DNR. What he felt, because I asked you for a BS translator of what McCarthy said. Here's how he deciphered this.
Definitely caught my attention. I'm more likely to think that he could be the plan if they don't get Drake May now than I was before. So, yeah, I give it credence. And look, I've heard from the start, and I've said it numerous times, I think the Giants' interest in J.J. McCarthy is real. To what degree, we still don't know. But that sort of, like, kicked it up a notch.
Anybody that doesn't think this guy's a top five quarterback, here's Mike Tannenbaum from Get Up.
Absolutely. I don't think he makes it to six. If I'm the Giants, I go up and get him. Daniel Jones has missed 23 games. I mean, we could debate the fumbles and a lot of other issues about his game, but fundamentally, he just can't stay healthy. J.J. McCarthy's never missed a game. So from a durability standpoint, plus his upside, his athleticism, he's almost rushed for another 1,000 yards, 49 career touchdown passes. I loved him at Michigan at practice when he was behind Cade McNamara. There's something special about him. If I'm the Giants, I go get him. I'm competing with the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Lions, the Packers, the 49ers. You're not going to get to where you want to go with Daniel Jones. You have a real chance with J.J. McCarthy.
And my guy Jordan Schultz is reporting that the Giants have been trying to trade up to number three with the Patriots. But
Patriots like, hell no.
It's a long shot. New England is still listening to the calls. Remember, they did say they were open for business.
Yeah,
probably one of those.
It's gotta be a Mitchell Trubisky type of trade.
Well, I mean, again, if you think about it, right? If you're the Patriots, you dangle this just to say, well, let's just see how crazy somebody's going to get. How desperate can someone get?
Remember,
because
Chicago,
if you're taking a rookie quarterback, you're not going to be good for the first 2 years, right? You're not going to be good. So those draft picks, if I swap and give you next year's first or something like that, something that desperate, if you're the Patriots, you're like, that's probably going to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can think of it that way, couldn't you?
Patriots are in the four hole, man.
Oh, I'm aware.
Like, bro, they're in the four hole.
But you're trying to rebuild.
You need
all the draft capital you can get to rebuild as fast as possible.
But you can't
and if somebody's going to get that stupid, I'm going to dangle that out there and just see how desperate you get all the way up to the final pick.
So what's going to be your answer for quarterback next year? Shedeur Sanders? Nah,
for
bro.
Who? For who?
For New England. New England, if you can get you a franchise quarterback, you get that and you worry about building the team.
Again, you're going to have to love him that much that you're not going to let him go. If you feel like, he's
Drake
good,
May?
But I can always find somebody else. Yeah.
Nah, Drake May.
They have to love him. They have to love him.
And who's
to say, Bart, they can't go ahead and get your boy Penix? You love Penix, right?
Nah, see, but
what if you went in that route? You have Jacoby Brissett to bridge you through the first year.
It sounds so great.
The guy from Florida State. What about that? You have Jacoby Brissett.
It sounds so great.
But what do you mean? If I can get the Giants to give up a bulk of their draft because they love this guy that much, I can get a ton of draft picks.
No.
I can take a flyer on a guy either in Penix. I keep forgetting his freaking name, by the way, from Florida State. You get either one of these guys. I have Jacoby Brissett to get me through a year.
And he's a little dude too, by the way.
I'm just saying, who's to say that I wouldn't walk away with something like that and see if the Giants are desperate enough to try to move up?
I'd make them hold out to
the very end.
I don't think the Patriots are going to trade that pick. I think Mayo has played.
You don't think there's a price
quarterback, and they may think that Drake May has special in him.
What if? Here's the thing: if I'm a GM. I have a price for everything. Now it might be super expensive.
But the Giants can't give you that
price. I'm telling you, you're paying Louis Vuitton. Like you're paying that. You're not paying Toomey. Paying Louis Vuitton. But
how can the Giants build their team if they give all their picks up, how are they going to build their team?
Because the most important piece is the quarterback, and the rest you can figure out.
but will this regime, can this regime, like, last long enough to even see it through?
That's what we have to find out. But in the draft, if I know I can get three, and it's going to cost me,
it's going to cost you, it's going to be expensive. One.
Oh, I don't know if it's going to. I'm not saying it is. I'm
just
saying.
You're moving up three spots, man. Like,
I'm not saying it's costing you one. I'm saying if I'm New England, I have a price. That I am not saying no because I have a price.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be astronomical, but somebody is always willing to pay that price.
So can I tell you, like, let's go back to the Mitchell Trubisky trade, what Chicago gave up. Chicago was three. They gave up their – they swapped first round. They swapped their three to move up to two.
Right.
They gave up, I think, 116, 97, and next year's three.
That's nothing.
What?
That's nothing.
They gave up two ones and a
– What two ones? You just – well, no, that's not what you told me. What? Say it again.
Let me
– Say it again what you just – they gave up what? I thought you had it.
No, I did have it, but I read it this morning.
Okay.
Remember, they only moved up one spot. They only dropped one. You're talking about moving three.
Yep.
They moved one spot. They moved from two. They moved from three to two. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Giants moving from six to three.
Well, remember, you have to move to three because really four. You can move to four, but by four, it's too late.
Yeah, but if you move into three, then you're trying to go get Drake May. You're not trying to get J.J. McCarthy.
All I'm saying is.
Even though they love J.J. McCarthy. They might have to move up to five to get J.J. McCarthy.
All right, what was it?
I think that Minnesota is moving up to
Let Ray tell us what that trade was. Go ahead.
The San Francisco-Chicago trade for the spot for Mitchell Trubisky was the first round swap. Mm-hmm. So
which was what?
Three to two. And then a third round selection, a fourth round selection,
okay,
and the third round the next season.
That's not bad.
Two thirds and a fourth.
That is not bad at all. That's not next year's first.
They only dropped one spot.
So what? It wasn't next year's.
They're trying to move up three.
It was a third round pick for the following year. That's nothing.
And the Sam Darnold trade with the Jets was moving up two spots.
And what was that?
Two twos and a pick swap.
See, I'm telling you. There's a price to pay for this pick if the Giants want to do it. If you're the Patriots, you can do that.
Patriots not doing that, man.
I'm not saying they're going to do it. But what I'm saying is everybody has a price. Everybody. Because there are other options. Because if Drake May was that like, oh, I got to have him, he'd be going number one. Right? He'd be number one.
But listen, there was reports that, you know, who knows, that he could go two.
The McCarthy thing, though, makes it more interesting with him saying how much time he has spent with them. So if we put Drake May in New England, let's do that. Let's put Drake May in New England, and let's figure out how does McCarthy end up on the Giants, and let's ask the fans at 800-919-3776 if that's the right move to make. We got calls to get to. It's going to be a very, very busy day, everybody.
So nervous.
You got the draft. We've got the Jets. We haven't even gotten into what they're going to do at 10 and all that stuff. And, of course, the Knicks and the Sixers tonight. Can the Knicks go up 3-0 in the series?
We are the better team. We will win the series.
So, busy day today. Stay with us. Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
I'm Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So, tonight is finally the night. The NFL draft. The Giants sitting at 6, but plenty of talk. They could move up and draft a quarterback. What does Mike Tannenbaum think of that decision?
Absolutely. For them to get to where they want to go and compete with Philadelphia, with Dallas, with Green Bay, San Francisco, you have to sit there and say, can Daniel Jones, who does have some ability, can we consistently get to where we want to go with Daniel Jones at quarterback? And I think, unfortunately, given his issues of turnovers and just not being available, they absolutely should go get a quarterback. To go from 4 to 6, it shouldn't be prohibitive. You go back to Sam Darnold, you know, that should be in the neighborhood. 2 second-round picks, I think, would be close to getting it done.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, so as we're going through the Giants' options, right?
Yep.
And if we are to believe that, okay, they had been trying to maybe move up, trade with the Patriots, get the third pick, take Drake May, who, you know, clearly they love. He loved the idea of it. They still also could just go with someone like J.J. McCarthy, who I'm not sure he's there at six. They would might have to go
to
make a call with the Arizona Cardinals. And then they can get him. J.J. McCarthy, when he was on with Rich Eisen, if you're just joining us, he said that if when he was asked where he thinks he's going to end up, he brought up the Giants right away. So he spent the most time with them, a lot of familiarity.
Which means nothing.
Love that group, all that stuff. But why would he be so open about that? So he says that. Jordan Renan said, boy, that got my attention. Okay, great. And Mike Tannenbaum believes that, you know, J.J. McCarthy is going to be a top five quarterback. That people do think that highly of him.
Yeah, they think he's going to be a top five quarterback, but they don't know who's going to be at five to get him. That's the whole thing, because like who's going to go full Tropic Thunder?
That's why.
Does Minnesota
that's what
go
I'm
full Tropic
to set
Thunder?
What
Does
would it
Las
take?
Vegas Raiders? Listen, Raiders got to go get a quarterback. You're talking about competing with Justin Herbert and now Harbaugh in that division and in the back to back champions.
Funny because Jaden Daniels he loves Antonio Pierce. But they're never getting him. They're never getting him. No,
Washington,
we know that.
Yeah, Washington not doing that.
Yeah, but it's amazing like how much they love. Like it's wild. But
so you got this logjam between the Raiders, Denver, and Minnesota that we all know are trying to make moves to get up and get a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, Denver been trying to move up. They got so desperate that they took Zach Wilson. So that lets you know that they haven't been able to move up.
By the way, did you see Peyton Manning?
No, I didn't see. No, we'll I get see to bobblehead.
That. We'll get
I
to
can't
that.
Mess with Peyton.
Peyton Manning couldn't help himself. Couldn't help himself on the whole Zach Wilson to the Broncos.
Trolling the Jets. But he only comes out and
we'll do that later. We'll do that later. We'll get into the Jets stuff later. To me, the Giants at six is the biggest story of the draft here locally. Biggest story of the draft. So, what do the Giants do, and should they, Bart? If it's obviously if May's off the table.
Yeah.
Should they stay aggressive and go for McCarthy, or should they say, well, you know what, if we can't get May, let's get a wide receiver, let's get some skill in here, and we'll live to fight another day, and we'll see how much we can get out of Daniel Jones. What do you think?
I tell you the dream scenario for me
is
trading with Minnesota.
Trading back?
Yeah, trading back with Minnesota.
Interesting. And?
Maybe.
Bo Nix? Like,
No. Yeah.
Remember, that's what Mel Kiper said.
No, I'm saying trade back to 11th.
Yeah.
Go grab a guy like a guy like Brian Thomas at 11.
Or maybe even Bowers if he's there.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need him to replace
Darren Waller.
Waller, right.
So 23, go get Penix. And then move back in the first round and grab somebody else. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny. Jordan Renan covered the Giants. He's, again, on with DNR. Talked about that exact scenario.
If they trade back, could be with an eye on somebody like Michael Penix at 8, 9, 10. So I think that is definitely one of the scenarios. You know, Michael Penix is a little bit of a risk, right? Especially, I have a hard time seeing Michael Penix be the guy, considering the Giants' biggest concern with Daniel Jones is the injuries, right? You're going to replace a guy who your biggest concern is with injuries with a guy whose biggest concern is injuries? That one makes it tough for me.
And that's what Mel Kiper said, too, about Penix. It was the same thing, and that's why he said Bo Nix, because ton of experience, same age as Penix,
but no
injury history.
That ball is electric coming off his hand.
No, I know you said that.
And he was healthy. He was healthy standing.
Until the championship game when he looked like he had every part of his body hurting.
No, that's different. That's injured. That's like getting hurt during the game. That's not that he was injured. He got hurt. He got rocked. That's a totally different thing.
Why was he wearing a gigantic rib protection around
him? Everybody does that. That's a Kevlar vest. Okay. Every quarterback wears that. It's mandatory.
Okay. So if I gave you those two scenarios, the one is the trade back like you just laid out. The other is with Arizona and getting J.J. McCarthy. Which scenario do you think is better for the Giants?
I think the one I mentioned, because I didn't say all of it. I said that I'm going to get Bowers at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, if he gets past the Jets, get Bowers at 11. If not, hopefully get Bowers at 11. If not, I'll get some offensive line help. And then at 23, get Penix. And then take that second round pick and go call the Cincinnati Bengals, or call the San Francisco 49ers, and Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins is going to be my number one receiver.
Right.
So I got my receiver, my quarterback.
You want to go that route?
I got three picks.
Right.
I got three slam dunks.
Mm-hmm. Right. All that has to fit, though. That all has to fit. But it sounds great, hypothetically.
Bowers, you get Bowers and Brandon Ayuk are your skill positions for Daniel Jones. And, oh, by the way, you get Daniel Jones' replacement that gets to sit for a year.
That's interesting. So you really are not as up on getting McCarthy if you can get him.
No, because I think you have to give up stuff to get McCarthy, and Penix is a better player, just the risk of him being hurt. But he's a better player. He's a better thrower of the football. Man, come on. Did we not see him run a 4.45? And did we not see him throw the ball at the combine and was like, oh, my God. You looked at everybody else that threw the ball there. You like, the ball comes off different from this dude. That thing explodes off his hand.
No, well, you as a defensive player would see that better than most people would.
Man, right?
Like you would see that from your eye, has that experience that not everybody has.
I told you, I just called Joe Flacco when he got there, because we wanted Troy Smith to be our quarterback. Troy Smith was scheduled to be the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We drafted Joe Flacco. I used to call Joe Flacco Frida and Ucko. Those were his nicknames. And to this dude, throw the 15-yard out, which is the hardest pass to throw. It's the true test of arm strength, because you're on the opposite hash and you're throwing the ball 15 yards down the field, but you're also throwing it 35 yards sideways. So it turns out to be like a 40-yard pass. He was throwing it on a dime. So I just called him Bert.
You still had to call him something negative, but a little more respectful after you saw him throw a good football.
Who don't like Bert, man? Bert, you know, he had a unibrow just like Bert. Instead of calling him Frida, a woman.
Right.
And, you know, with a unibrow, I called him, you know, a puppet with a unibrow.
Okay.
Progress.
Yeah, I guess that is progress.
Or I guess not, depending on how he says it. No. Listen, I'm a girl dad. I'm just, these are jokes.
Gotcha. 800-919-3776. So there are others who feel like the Giants need to be very careful at moving up and being aggressive for a quarterback. Ryan Clark is one of them.
You know what? I don't think it's a mistake. If you're sitting at six and there isn't a quarterback that you feel is worth that pick, I don't believe you take him. Let's say J.J. McCarthy is already off of the board and Drake May is off of the board as well. At number six, drafting Michael Penix because of the injury history, some of the age concerns at being 24, is not a great value at that position. We all know Bo Nix shouldn't be drafted at number six either. And when you think about the New York Giants, yards. It was just mentioned by Gross that they haven't had a receiver with 1,000 yards since 2018 in Odell Beckham Jr. He's played for three different teams since then. How about you start continuing to build the team so you at least have the infrastructure that when you get an opportunity to get your quarterback, there are more pieces around him to help him succeed, because that wasn't the case with Daniel Jones.
And so the idea is if you can get the wide receiver and you have a choice of two.
Or the tight end.
And Malik Nabers. Well, again, it's six, though. Is you go for Nabers.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you go for Adunze. Because obviously, you know, like there's three, but we all know the best is going off the board probably to Arizona. Right. And then it's, of course, what happens at five with the Chargers, Adam Schefter.
I think the team to watch that'll be open to moving back at the top of the first round would be Jim Harbaugh's Chargers. And wouldn't it be ironic if Jim Harbaugh traded the pick that turned out to be J.J. McCarthy to another team where Jim Harbaugh dictated his future? The Chargers are at five. They're open for business. They're open to moving back. And a lot of people believe that if they move back, or even if they stay at five, they're inclined to take an offensive lineman.
Now, with that in mind, Bart, as you mentioned, once before, you mentioned, a team moved up one spot to get the quarterback they wanted, right?
Yep.
That was the Bears with Trubisky. One spot. Would the Giants do that to get J.J. McCarthy? It's one spot. The Chargers possible? Then just drop one. They can get whoever they want. But you're doing it to protect yourself from the possibility of somebody else getting the quarterback you wanted.
Yeah, it'd probably cost them.
And that would be for McCarthy. And again, if you're Harbaugh and you want to see McCarthy end up
in New York
with the Giants, mm-hmm. then you can certainly dictate that, just like Schefter said there. And that goes back to now the odds makers that suddenly have the Chargers 6-1 drafting a quarterback at five. Doesn't mean they're keeping him.
It just means that somebody in that spot.
So how about if Harbaugh drafts his own guy and then trades him to the best scenario that he thinks for him, which could be in New York. Now, obviously, Minnesota's got some weapons.
Right. I mean, he's going to a better place than Minnesota.
Yeah.
Better market in New York, depending on who you talk to, depending on the pressure for a young quarterback if you don't have success.
Right.
But, man,
but there's a lot there.
Kevin O'Connor, one of the best quarterback coaches in the game.
So don't you think it's more like that? Less of us talking about trading up with the Patriots and more about moving simply one spot, but making sure Minnesota doesn't jump you to get the fourth quarterback.
Well, it makes sense for the Chargers to want to trade with the Giants because they may not want to move back to 11 and not get the quarterback that they want, not get the player that they want in Joe Alt, because if they move back there, then you look at Tennessee. You look at Tennessee.
Oh, that's a good point.
Taking Joe Alt, if that's what they want, if they've identified they want the offensive lineman.
But Alt's a left tackle. Didn't we go through this already?
Yeah, but he can move to right tackle.
Mm.
I mean, we don't know, but you know, if they want that, they may do that. I mean, but if you, like you said, if you're the Jets and you want Joe Alt, I at 10, I don't know if the player they want is there.
800.
You know, if the Jets go to 10, I mean, if Jets go to 5. You know, it's going to cost them maybe their third round draft pick, but they're going to have Joe Alt.
That's something definitely to kick around. 800-919-3776. Reactions from you, the fans, coming up next. Stay with us. Bart Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
800-919-3776. Let's get some calls on all this stuff, Bart, as the draft is tonight. We got a very, very busy day here. Knicks and the Sixers tonight. Islanders and Canes tonight. Very busy time, but the NFL draft, both the Jets and Giants, top 10 picks, and both of them could make some moves either up or down the draft. Let's take Ken in Connecticut. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, guys. So for the Giants, I'm kind of viewing it like this. If you're a hitter in baseball, you're not going to expand your zone. Like, odds are, like, something bad will happen. Six-sided quarterbacks that you like, and none of them are there at six. You don't reach. You go with neighbors. And for one of the reasons that you just lost your only dynamic playmaker, you probably need another one.
I mean, makes sense, right? Just depends on most quarterbacks / offensive coordinators, which are head coaches both, you know, wants to have a young quarterback that they can hitch their wagon to. And it's like one of those things. When you identify the girl you want, you go after her with everything you got. And you say, hell, I'll deal with the consequences later.
No, it's true. And, you know, everyone thinks, you know, so many calls about, you know, Daniel Jones, like, everyone's a non-believer. I'm not a Giants fan. I have really no dog in the fight. But, like, right. I can't believe the rap that he's getting. And it's like, it's funny because I think about the Jets, and I know you get to them real quick. I'm like, maybe the Jets should move up to number two or three. Like, have someone sit behind Rodgers for 2 years. So when they're finally ready, they have their guy.
I think they're going to take a quarterback somewhere in this draft.
Yeah, I think they're going to take – we talk about Jordan Travis, yeah, you know, who had the Florida State Seminoles at number one.
Yeah, they're going to take somebody late.
Was injured. Mm-hmm. He's going to get somebody that's fallen, and he can sit behind him and Tyrod for a whole year and have a redshirt year.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. Griffin in Connecticut. Hey, Griffin.
Hey, guys, about the Jets, before I get to the Giants, what I think they should do. When you mentioned Jordan Travis, that to me is what the Jets, I think, should draft in maybe the second round or third, because we know
third round, third or fourth. Yep.
Yeah, because we all know Jordan Travis is going to probably have to sit out a year, didn't he? Like,
yeah, he just got cleared to throw. Yeah, he tore his knee up.
Yeah, so he has to sit out a year. So to me, sitting out a year, learning under Aaron Rodgers is not that bad of an idea, and then moving him forward for the future, I think, would be a great idea for the Jets. For the Giants, to me, Ken hit it right on the nails. If they can't get one of the top three quarterbacks or J.J. McCarthy, to me, you draft Malik Nabers or Rome's in Doomsday, because you need a legit fast receiver. And we know Nabers is, and we know Doomsday is, and we know that they can be the number one star. But to me, this draft starts at four. What do the Cardinals do? They could trade back, or they could stay where they're at. So yeah, that, to me, is I'm very interested to see what they do. To me,
Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think it starts at five, because
Chargers do. I completely agree. Yeah,
because I think the Cardinals have two first round draft picks as well. I think they're one of the teams with two first round draft picks. So when you consider what you know, they want to do, they have to get a number one weapon. Remember, they lost Hollywood Brown in the draft, to free agency, and they gave a first-round draft pick from the Ravens to get him, and it didn't work out. So you got Kyler Murray. You have your quarterback in place. Yeah, the Cardinals also pick at 27. So you, I would say that probably they want to take their version, again, the second iteration of Fitzpatrick, Fitzgerald. Right, you remember they were a team that was led by probably one of the greatest receivers of that time, and knowing that Harrison is a second generation legacy player that knows how to be a professional, dad is going to mentor him. Dad's a Hall of Famer. You don't want to pass on that. So I think they got to get there. We talk about all these guys out here. Hey man, we got to get weapons. We got to get weapons. Well, they have a Pro Bowl, All Pro caliber wide receiver, and they have to do right by him because they invested a lot in him.
Izzy is the postman, and he wants to talk Ravens with you, Bart.
Aha.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What up?
All right, what's going on, brother? Hey, Bart, just want to shout you out, bro. I was at the game last year. I'm a PSL owner from Jersey. I drive about a 5.5-hour round trip to every game. And we love you out there in B-More, man. You got to come out and show some more love, bro.
I'll be back for the picnic.
Oh, absolutely. I'll see you at the picnic then.
Yeah, I'll be at the picnic that whole week. There'll be events for 3 days, I think. I just signed up.
Yeah.
Whoa! Absolutely.
Sounds good, bro. So I want to talk about that pick 30. I know it's not really covered a lot because it's so late in the draft. And obviously the first 15, what we really talked about.
You mean the same spot where Lamar Jackson went for them, basically?
Exactly. I mean, we have to trade up to get him. But, I mean, this is our pick this year. It is what it is. If there's a wide receiver or a skill player, I know not running back, but if a wide receiver falls that low to us or that far to us, do you think we take them, or do you think EDC like they always do, cook up? They move back in the draft, get offensive linemen. I know we lost some guards and tackles. Yeah. What do you think we do?
A lot of the dude from Oklahoma is rumored to go to them, Tyler Guyton. You know, in every mock they kind of have him there. And remember, they've had mad success from there because that's where Orlando Brown Jr. was from. That's where Chris Chester was from. So they've had a lot of success with Oklahoma offensive linemen. And remember, they don't panic. They know they need, you know, they know they need corner help because Marlon Humphreys is starting to slow down a bit.
Yeah.
They had some guys step up, but they have a great secondary when you think about, you know, Williams, Kyle Williams, and the other Williams. But also, like, they need to replace Morgan Moses, right? Ronnie Stanley is always in and out of the lineup. I forgot the big – what's the big 6'8 dude you got from Minnesota?
Voorhees, the guy who tore his ACL at Pro Day, right?
Yeah, no, the real big dude. They got a real big dude, Mulata or somebody, like from
Falafe.
Yeah, Falafe, yeah. So they got him, and he's been splitting time because Ronnie Stanley at $100 million took a pay cut because he would play one series and then the other guy come in this series. Hopefully he's more healthy this year to be able to make it through, but they definitely have to get depth because you uncertainty between Ronnie Stanley. And then they got to go out, you know, and they got Fulaga, with the name you just said. But I definitely see the Ravens going to get a tackle and then maybe going out and addressing the second round because they just paid Bateman. They just gave Bateman, and then they have Zay Flowers. So they spent their first-round draft pick last year on a receiver.
And Field Yates, who put out the final mock that they're going to do, he has them at 30, the Ravens, just so you know, going with an edge rusher, Darius Robinson. And the idea is they lost Jadeveon Clowney, and, you know, he would kind of like keep the pass rush going. That's been obviously their staple for so many years.
No, I don't see that. See, because they signed Van Noy back, right, who got 9 sacks for him last year. So they signed Van Noy back, and they have Owe, who they drafted in the first round from Penn State 3 years ago, who played well, and they got Ajobu. You know what I mean? The guy who was a top 10 pick that tore his ACL on the pro.
Well, if you need a corner, Kool-Aid McKinstry could also be there at 31.
Oh, that's going to be 30. Yeah, they got the Lions taking Kool-Aid because the Lions need secondary help because the guy Cameron
got the Niners Sutton. Taking Kool-Aid, actually.
Okay, because they have Cameron Sutton for the Lions, you know, strangled his girlfriend, so they had to cut him.
Yeah,
and they had just paid him. They had just paid him, and they got another corner from Tampa, so they need to fill that void. So they probably have to draft one because, you know, he disqualified himself and, you know, that heinous act.
800-919-3776. We're getting calls on the Jets. Well, we're going to get into the Jets now. What do they do at 10? We just spent an hour on the Giants as we get you ready for the NFL draft. A lot of options. You think there's options for the Giants at 6. There's a ton of options for the Jets at 10. We'll break all those down and tell you what all the experts are saying. Coming up next, stay with us, Spartan Hot, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Jets select 10th in the first round tonight of the NFL draft, but plenty of talk they could move up and draft a wide receiver or stay put and draft the tight end Brock Bowers. Yesterday on Barton Hahn, Mike Tannenbaum said, no, offensive line is where the Jets should be looking.
You know, Morgan Moses missed 3 games a year ago. Tyron Smith's durability issues have been well documented. So I think that's something, you know, they're going to have to strongly consider in terms of, like, you know, what do we do here? And I love Brock Bowers. I just don't think you can stray from offensive line, just given Aaron Rodgers being poised, coming off of an injury. I know it's not the sexiest pick, but give me a healthy Aaron Rodgers over 17 games and Brock Bowers and, you know, 6 games of Tyrod Taylor. And look, Tyrod Taylor is a massive upgrade over Zach Wilson, but to me, it's about protection, protection, protection.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew, honey, during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.